Hey there, Patriots. It's Lori popping back in. I wanted to share this information, and I'm hoping that it works correctly. If it doesn't, forgive me, but I want you to hear what went down at the Reawaken event in Virginia Beach, and sometimes it's easier just to hear a piece of it than to sit and watch a whole video. So here you go. Pay attention, people. I've posted some pictures. And I want you to pray for Dr. Simone Gold, who is facing prison because she was in the crowd at the Capitol. She was there for the rally. She went by the Capitol. And then the people that the Democrats hired, the cabal cops, which are Freemasons, by the way, very satanic people that run D.C., District of Criminals, they opened up the Capitol building and then they swept the crowd into the building. So even if you wanted to get away and not be included in the mob, you would be in it. And to a lot of people who were just walking around, they didn't know anything was going on. But there were some good guys. There were former veterans and SEALs and maybe some special forces. There were also journalists present. I'm really kind of surprised that a certain journalist with a name that is a Bible name, who's the son of a pastor who has an S last name, isn't talking about that he was there and he saw what went down, and he's the one that said it was the Q team, finger the Q people. So, you know, I don't know what's going on, but you've got to pay attention, people. Pay attention. Don't believe anything that these paid pundits are saying, and definitely don't believe what people who could be speaking up aren't saying.
And declare, God, declare that we are Americans. Declare that, hey, guess what? There were men and women who died and gave their life for this country. Are we going to stand? Are we going to stand? I want you to stand up. I want you to sing the song with me. And then God gave this to me 4 years ago. He said it's time to take a stand.
God's moving once again across this land. Time to stand up, church. It's time to take a stand. God is moving. God is moving. It's time to be a voice. It's time for us to be heard. Proclaiming righteousness all over this way world. God is moving. God is
that was one of the people that was singing at the event. Here's Dr. Stella Emanuel, who was one of the first people to speak up.
Selma Hayek, they are really just eating worms, raw live worms on TV and recording it. And you're thinking, these are human beings?
She's African.
How many people watch
from Africa.
This, if you've not watched it, you need to go watch that movie. I think it's a movie that was done in the 80s with Will Smith, Independence Day. In the movie, aliens invaded the nation, and the people wanted to make agreements with them, and they said no, they want to kill everybody and take over the earth. You see, those aliens were like some nasty-looking, globe-looking fools. But right now, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, my fellow patriots, the world at large, we are dealing with Independence Day on steroids.
Dr. Stella Emanuel, who's a physician, and spoke up about the fact.
The only difference, and the most horrible difference, is that the aliens look like you and I. Because they look like you and I, you don't think they're an alien. Oh, they are demon-possessed. They are crazy. No. These are not human beings. And I've said that many times. These are not human beings. And if we as the world, as humanity, don't do something and do something desperately, our world is going to perish. At the end, Jesus is going to win. At the end, he's going to come and take over. But, listen, but wait. Between now and when Jesus comes and takes over, it's going to be a lot of pain. It's going to be a lot of death. Many people are not going to make it. We are in Revelation 6. In Revelation 6, the Lord Jesus is opening seals and releasing calamity on the earth. Why is the Lord Jesus opening seals and releasing calamity on the earth? Because we have been weighed on the balance and found wanting, and our generation is due for judgment. I know that in our mind, and because of years and years of doctrinal programming, oh, everything is sweet, everything is going to be okay. It is hard for people to even be able to construct it. That doctrine of everything is sweet, everything is okay, once safe, always safe, is a doctrine of demons. It was put there to make sure that you and I get that in our head, and we are not seeking God for true revival. We're not seeking God for true salvation. If that is what you believe, that once saved, always saved, please pray. You've been caged.
Okay, again, that was Dr. Emmanuel, who's been very outspoken about this diabolical plan, and she's actually risking her medical license, and she's with the frontline doctors, to say this is something very, very bizarre and very demonic, and these people that are doing it aren't not be possibly be human, because they're hell bent on destroying the human. They went on to show the pictures of people who got the jab, the horrible results of many of the people, and as I told them, my big brother was one of them. But the pictures are pretty. They're not for they did a live on video. Bisection of a human brain that is filled with clots and stuff that shouldn't be there. And the bodies of people who have died of this jab, the coroners, thousands of them, not just one or two, but thousands of coroners, undertakers, morticians, are coming forward with the evidence of the stuff that's in the people's bodies that shouldn't be there. And it's kind of like a fibrous tapeworm looking type thing. It's one thing that they talked about was natural foods that can help. Taking pills for illnesses is not God's plan. Okay, that's big pharmacy. And yes, there are drugs that help people and do good stuff, but it's like it treats the problem, but it doesn't get rid of the problem. And you have to ask yourself, why are all these cancers and different types of cancers and different, autism is spiking. They're saying now it's going to be 1 in 2 kids will have autism, as an example. Why are these things like seeming to be out of control? And they're saying that God's system is about faith and hope, but also about finding ways to deal with this in a therapeutic manner. I suggest that you watch the movie Yuli's Gold with Susan Sarandon, that kind of dealt with the subject of finding methods to take care of health issues. I remember a long time ago, I read an article about doctors being in trouble for saying that an ingredient in the body, I think it's called secretin, could help people autistic. And then as soon as it came out, it got bashed and they were basically demonized. They don't want us having natural remedies. There's a lot more money in drugs and in vaccines and chemo treatments and other stuff. And people who are chiropractors are much more into the possibility of natural ways of doing things because they've had a little bit different education than a lot of the medical doctors. It was the Rockefellers who took over the colleges so that they could control the curriculum, and they took out all the classes on homeopathic medicine and ancient Chinese medicine and herbal medicine and Indian Far Eastern medicine because they were invested in pharmaceutical companies, and they want to have those companies do well and give them big dividends. These are people that only care about money. They don't care about your soul. They don't think they have a soul. They aren't even believers in the Lord. probably in their spare time, you know, worship Satan, and maybe they don't even realize it. Then on top of it, to make it worse, because they're wealthy, they get listened to, and people, you know, think that they are somehow anointed and, you know, enlightened. No, they're just greedy SOBs. And what anything they might have done good, you know, doesn't really matter now because they've done so much harm. It's like washed, you know, they washed it out. Someone told me that it was the Rockefellers who donated the first, a lot of schoolhouses when America was being settled and one-room schoolhouses were being made. Well, so what? That's only because they wanted to control education. It wasn't because they cared about having kids all, you know, be well-read and have a well-rounded education. I mean, it used to be that in every schoolhouse you'd have a Bible in it, and all the kids were taught from that, from all the different age groups that were all in one room learning together. And yeah, it was helpful because the older ones that were faster, they helped the ones that were slower, and then the younger kids that were brighter picked up more because they were being exposed to what the older kids were learning. So we had a very well-educated population. Not anymore. I mean, Democrats produce entire schools that can't put a sentence together or spell correctly. And what changed is changed when Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer, Democrat, pathetic man, evil man, silent man right now, of course. That's why I say you're evil, Jimmy Carter, because you could speak up and you don't. When he started the Department of Education, which was to standardize the education and remove all the bad stuff about the Democrat Party and their evil ways and their being founded by the KKK and trying to segregate all the other crap they did. And so the people think that the Democrats are, you know, such for the little man. The only reason they got into the factories and got in unions was so they control the votes and make that you couldn't get a good paying laborer's job unless you were in the union. So you pay your dues and you sit at home because there's no work because no one's building anything. Because it's hyperinflation right now. So, you know, all you carpenter union people out there and all you other tradesmen, how do you like paying your dues to the Democrat Party and not having any real jobs because there's no work? And wake up.
Foundation. 12 days after Roe v. Wade is overturned, the Georgia Guidestones.
This is Amanda Grace, who's a Jewish Christ-following pastor.
We're destroyed. One came down, and the next day the rest were demolished. This is the physical manifestation of the strongholds beginning to come down in this nation. And as the people turn to the Lord more, you are going to see these events like contractions get closer and closer. The Lord is separating the sheep from the goats during these events. He is. From the church that was willing to be like the Black Robe Regiment in the Revolutionary War, and from those who wanted to protect the empires they built and didn't want to get their hands messy. The Lord spits the lukewarm out of his mouth. He'd rather you be hot or cold. It is time for the church to get their passion and their fire for God back. It is time for this nation, which the fire had been dulled and it had been smothered, to get it back. The kingdom of darkness has suffered multiple blows right now that is weakening it. And we have a window here. It's actually like a big door that God has given us to charge to him. I'll let Dave speak to this in a minute. He has given us this time and this season to rise up and do this. Not to look at Pharaoh coming and not to look at the Red Sea, but to look up. Because that's where our deliverance comes from. You will see deliverance and judgment come in a single day. You will see this at multiple points on the calendar leading up to the High Holy Days. We are in the Jubilee. 50 years since the enemy did what he did and tried to bring back the disgustingness of sacrifice that was going on in the Bible. 50 years. And the Lord is empowering these judges right now. He is empowering them to raise up all over the country. You will see more judges raise and stand in this time than you have ever seen in history. You will see it now. In Jesus' name.
Time is up, and she said.
All right, so as Amanda Grace explaining that when the Georgia guidestones came down, it was very symbolic because it's saying that the Lord is moving. It's saying that, you know, Roe v. Wade is going to go back to the states, and that, you know, it's not proper to legalize legal killing of people. So somehow, if I kill my child when he's 2 years old, I'm going to go to prison for murder. But when I kill my child when that child's inside my body, I'm not committing murder. I mean, it's bizarre how these people think. So anyway, that was major because she's saying, Amanda Grace is saying that 50 years ago, very stealthily and behind the doors without any vote by the people or discussion in the states like it's supposed to be, the Demon Rat Party and Republicans, because it was Sandra Day O'Connor, who was appointed by Reagan, who also voted for abortion, put it in because the evil wants us to sacrifice our children at the foot of Baal. Baal is their, you know, satanic god from our history, where people would literally think, oh, if I want to have good crops and get rain, I better sacrifice a goat. Oh, I still don't have good crops and rain. Oh, I better sacrifice my child. And they willingly gave their children over to this demonic force. So if that's what you want to be, go ahead, but we're not doing that. We're not playing that game. All right. So this is from, you know, Time to Free America and Reawaken America Tour, which was held in Virginia Beach just on the 8th and the 9th. And it was very powerful. And they also are allowing it to be seen, even though it was a live event and a live stream, they're allowing it to be seen on Man in America, who's a good guy, and he's a friend of Clay Clark, and he's got the videos, and he's on Rumble, Man in America, and look at the comments on the videos too, because you learn a lot that way. And yeah, part of this is that people are ignorant, so that's why. And in my channel, Lori, which stands for Learn on Real in Circle, or Live on Real in Circle, or Link on Real in Circle, or Liberate on Real in Circle. I mean, this is about getting us together so that we can realize what's going on without having any civil war, without having neighbor turn against neighbor, and relative against relative. I mean, my relatives aren't speaking to me because they're so far left and they don't get it. My older brother, he voted for Obama. He thought that Obama was, you know, some messiah. And, you know, it took a long time, but I got him to realize how wrong he was. And in the past, they'd always voted for, you know, more conservative candidates. But he got turned off on when Bush ended up being basically the buddies with the Clintons, and it's just like a, you know, pretend that they're a separate party and they're actually the same party. We should have had a libertarian or a reform party long ago. We shouldn't have allowed them just to have a choice A or choice B, and if you don't choose one of those, your vote doesn't count. I found that out when I registered as an independent, and then I found out I could vote in a primary because there wasn't any independent on the ballot. I mean, these people are so freaking wicked. And what's their motivation? It's always about money and power. And it's never about, oh, I think I have a good idea on how to solve these problems. So please think about who you vote for and what they're saying, and get to know the people that you're voting for before you do. And I've given in the past the website that helps you to figure out what the person stands for. And I'll find that again and I'll post it. There were pastors and priests and rabbis and, you know, other, you know, Sikhs and Hindus. I mean, Kash Patel is a Hindu people, okay? He's not some Bible thumping, evangelical, whacked up Christian, as you leftists like to call us. You should be hoping to know a Christian, because we're the ones that are actually informed. And the Jews are very informed, the real Jews, not the Caesarian mafia, fake Jews, communists who screwed everything up when they pretended that they were Jews and went back to Israel and came over to America. Okay, this is that group of bad, evil, satanic group that was talked about in the fairy tales. You know, stay away from the castle. Don't go near the castle. You know, there's vampires. There's, you know, people who, you know, kill children and make them slaves. Those fairy tales were created for a reason. They were trying to tell you, pay attention. This group in the Transylvania area is bad. Guess who's from the Transylvania area? George Soros. Yeah, guess who else? The spirit cooking Abramovich, the one that, you know, cooks up spells and then, you know, has people drink menstrual fluid and blood and I guess ejaculation and all other stuff to try to, you know, do this spirit cooking stuff. And guess who bragged about going to those spirit cooking parties? Clinton's BFF, Podesta, and his pervy brother, John. And also Barrett's been seen there. Okay, they have these, you know, very, and that's not libel. That's, you know, prove it's not true. You want to have a case go forth exposing what you freaks are doing? You talked about it and bragged about it on WikiLeaks. And then you act like, oh, we're nice people. You're not nice people. You're wicked. And what has been declared by the good people that are still left, that never again will they let a Satanist take over our country. So that's why it's gone to hell so quickly. You freaking evil Democrats, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty that you will be destroyed. You have no power. You are finished. You will be unable to go in public. Your time in power is over. We declare now that we are going to rule and reign the way we were supposed to when Jesus Christ gave us dominion. You stole it. We're taking it back. We have the power. You're finished. You better get out of the public view because you're going to be humiliated in public. Just like Nadler was pooping his pants in public, the rest of you are going to be doing stuff like that. You're going to have spasms. You're going to have your eyes pop. You're going to have your body stop working. You're going to have your tongues roll out and be black and forked. It's going to be so obvious to people. So get ready, people, because these demons are going to be uncloaked. Okay, the veil is coming off. The scales are coming off our eyes. We're going to be exposed, and it's not going to be pretty. I hate to say that, but I'm saying it. I declare this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is written, so it shall be done. We will conquer this evil. It's finished. Amen. 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 All right, here's Clay Clark, who was foretold and was talked about in 2013 or 2014 by Kim Clement, who ended up being, you know, a spot-on prophet. God didn't stop talking to his people. It wasn't like that was just only in the old days. Just that people stopped listening and stopped paying attention. Anyway, Tim Clement said that a man named Clark was coming. And, you know, I'd say, please, Lord, protect Clay Clark and keep him healthy. He's doing great work going and organizing these events. And people, get out there and support. There's Clay Clark.
Every single time, that is mind-blowing to me. And my natural opinion every time is I think, there's no way. But then it ends up happening. The whole drama that I have internally, I just don't talk about it usually, except for now. And so our next presenter, he said that Roe versus Wade would be overturned, and I thought to myself, inner dialogue, he's crazy. But then it happened. So inner dialogue. I didn't call him and say, yeah, you're right, because that's inner dialogue. I don't need to repent for that, right? Okay. Anyway, but the point is, I just encourage everybody out there, as you listen to our next presenter, whether you're an optimist or a pessimist or a realist, whatever, just get out your Bible, take notes, research it later. It's going to blow your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and get yourself prepared. We have an intro video to introduce our next speaker. Get ready. You want to stand to your feet. You want to get yourself ready. I'm telling you, this is going to be a presentation you have to wrestle with. Here we go.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that the captives will be released and the prisoners will be freed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God.
The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant rejoice. The clouds and thick darkness are upon him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The season trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Pony!
Wow. God bless everybody. This is going to be an awesome year. This year, we get to witness the glory of God. These next 6 months are going to be historic. The world will never, ever forget to the year 2022. The first 6 months was their final 6 months, because the next 6 months are going to be God's time. Beginning today, and as we head into September 24th, we are going to watch awesome unfold before our very, very eyes. We will see the Great Awakening, as Clay has put the tour on, and the Great Rebirth of the United States of America. This is the year of the Lord's favor, and we are now waiting for the day of his vengeance of our God, as written in Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2.
Okay, so that's a prophetic word, and there's more to it, but that gives you an idea. I wanted to get a little further ahead so that you could hear some more of the event. A lot of people don't have the time to watch all of it. So here's Clay Clark again announcing someone else.
I don't know what Ann We Know is. I don't know what it is. Okay. Who does not know what Ann We Know is? You got to check out 2 episodes. Go to Rumble, type in Ann We Know.
Funny that he's talking about Ann We Know, who I've been talking about for years. That's LT, the retired Marine, who's lived all over the world, has lots of connections. He happens to be above Rainbow, I'm below Rainbow, California. And I've reached out to LT, but you know, I'm not famous, and I don't have any followers, so I don't get a response. But it's funny that Clark is talking about, and we know LT, who is such a good guy, and he says he's just a little guy. I don't know. I've never met him and never talked to him. I don't even know what he looks like. He's like me. I don't want, you know, these whack jobs to know what I look like, but I did it. I went out there and I posted my picture, and, you know, I have all the insults to come along with it because of it. So anyway, it's funny that Clay Clark is talking about LT of And We Know at a national event with tens of thousands of people listening. So here you go. Listen.
How many of you have to drive 10 hours or more? 10 hours or more? Oh, yeah. We're driving 21 hours back in just a little bit. It's going to be beautiful. Three of us in an 8-seat van. Yes. Okay, but anyway, but I want to get Andy Know. It's called Andy Know. It's on herbal.com. Next one, His Glory. Have you heard about His Glory? His Glory? Yep. Amanda Grace. Amanda Grace. How's that? Health Ranger.
That's Mike Adams.
What about Julie Green?
Retired Ranger.
She'll be speaking later tonight. Julie Green. Okay. All right. So, again, just some shows. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you one more time America's General, General Michael Flynn.
Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn was there.
Thanks, Mike. All right. So,
he was a lifelong Democrat until Obama. And he worked for Obama. And they still went after him. And they still tried to frame his son and threaten him. And then bankrupted him.
That's
the kind of Democrat party we're dealing with. You freaking evil demons.
Craig was a military policeman in our Army. Great guy. And Barbara and Art from Florida.
Right, they're on the stage showing their flags. And then there's a black doctor and his wife and a bunch of other people.
Please.
And then there's a gal who has been standing up. I think she's Iowa Mama Bear, standing up to get parents to realize what kind of scum, horrible, pornographic, disgusting stuff is being shown in schools to little kids, and also the, you know, transsexual indoctrination and the books that go along with it. Here she is.
Have a mentoring group come in, and they said, okay, we can't do that, but they let this in. That's just wrong. So get up, get out, and get loud. This is my husband, Jonathan.
And her husband was not a supporter of what she was doing. He said that she wasn't making any difference and that she was wasting his time, wasting her time. And she has made a difference. And he apologized publicly for not being more supportive. And then he realized that, you know, all it takes is one boy.
She has three little girls. Yes, she probably had some problems before.
All right, this is the gal who's the aunt of one of the people, one of the many detainees that are still being held without due process, without the proper treatment of a political prisoner, and that's what they are, the political criminals. And the Demon Rat Party did this. It formed a committee, and they put all their scumbags on it, including Liz Cheney, the war criminal's daughter. Yeah, I'm sorry, but Dick Cheney is a war criminal, along with Bush. They set up 9/11 to happen so that they could have an excuse to go to Iraq, and it was all about the making the military-industrial picture, because it sure didn't have any other purpose. We just saw what all those men with their arms and legs blown off and their wife without a husband and their kids being brought up without fathers, all those men that gave up their lives for what? Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney could get rich and get us into more. Now it's going to be in the Ukraine thing, and it's going to be Taiwan, try to take it over. There's going to be that the only military left to defend us when the billions of communist zombie Chinese soldiers come marching into America through the ports and through the airports and through the borders. So the Demon Rat Party, once again, has wrecked up America. You freaking evil scum, and you all have horrible deaths and be dying gitmo for being domestic terrorists and all these foreign terrorists that are here, we're going to kill you too. Anyway, listen what's going on with the men that are being held in captivity. And I mean, more than just prayers for these people and women that are being held in for being in the Capitol. Okay, what that in the past when you've had hearings, like with Clarence Thomas or Justice Bork or other people, Kavanaugh, they've had all kinds of protests and people inside the building. They've had all kinds of vandalism, all kinds of problems. They're not being held as political prisoners. It was people that were embedded, hired by the Democrat Party, who threw bombs, vandalized, broke the windows, and did all that stuff. Okay, they were trying to set up Trump as a war criminal. They wanted to kill him and his family and any other future possibility of people he knows and family members, especially from being in office. So if you can't figure that out, you're even dumber than I think. So here is, I don't know her name, but she's advocating for the January 6th POWs, prisoners of politics and prisoner of war, thanks to the mafia queen Pelosi and her owners, freaking devils.
For January 6th, she lost her mother. Her husband was just forced into a plea deal. He got hit with 8 years in prison. He has a 10-year-old daughter, a 3-year-old daughter, and a 1.5-year-old daughter. Where does she turn? We had to relocate her to a new apartment because she was having issues with her landlord. She just lost her job. She can't find proper child care. So I've started this platform to raise as much money as I possibly can to help these families. They need our help. They need our support. They need emotional support, financial support. They need, help with child care. We're also trying to build an employment database because people that are out, fortunate enough to be out on bonds, have lost their jobs. They could be helping their wife. They could be helping their families. But nobody knows about this. How many of you knew about Patriot Freedom Project before I came out here?
Patriot Freedom Project.
Now you know, and I hope that you will spread the word, and I hope that you will tell others because we have to continue this fight. This country is a great country, and we don't need to have, somebody tell us who to vote for, who not to vote for, who to support, who not to support. And these people went to the Capitol that day because they supported their president. Nobody in this country has a right to tell them they can't go and support their president. And because they went there to support their president, they're now rotting. This is the United States of America. We're not supposed to have political imprisonment happening in this country, and that's exactly what we're doing. My nephew eats hard-boiled eggs for dinner. That's what these men in D.C. eat. They eat a piece of bread with a peanut butter packet. They don't get fruit. They don't go outside. They don't see the sun. I anticipate a lot of health problems due to inadequate nutrition. The list is long, and if you follow me, on social media. You can find me on Truth Social and Twitter. You can find me in Telegram. You can go to our website. I'll be happy to talk to any of you after this. I get off of the stage. And I appreciate you welcoming me and listening to me and making me feel comfortable because I was really sweating back there, let me tell you. And you're all amazing. And I am grateful to have had this opportunity to tell you this story. Thank you.
Let's hear it for Cynthia Hughes, the PatriotFreedomProject.com.
All right, you heard that. Cynthia Hughes, PatriotFreedomProject.com. And there was much more to her testimony where she explains what's going on. And besides the improper and inhumane treatment, they're not getting any exercise and only allowed out of solitary confinement for short periods. I mean, all kinds of stuff that you wouldn't think. You would think it was some gulag in communist Russia or some cell in the Middle East. It's happening here in America. So all you people that pretend to care about enslavement, you don't care about these kids and adults that are being sex trafficked and sold and used as slaves and told if they don't do it, they'll be dead. You don't care about them. You don't care about these men and women that are being held illegally without due process and without a fast and speedy trial by their peers, not by the committee of scumbags, Liz Cheney, you wicked woman, you're going down. You know, I mean, this is like unbelievable to me, and yet it's happening. So I'm video to try to get you to pay attention, at least have the courtesy to pay attention. Instead of putting up a little, oh, I care about Ukraine. You don't know anything about what's going on in Ukraine because you're a moron and you're a Democrat and you listen to the paid-off media. So pay attention. Stupid people. We have to live with you morons. God, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's like, how stupid can you be?
And it can be overwhelming. And you know what's even more overwhelming is when you're the only one in your family that's awake. How many of you have experienced that? I'm not talking about being woke. I'm talking about being awake. So I ask the Lord because I go all around the country and people tell me, Pastor God, it's so hard. You know, I'm the only one in my family. I got, you know, two kids that are liberal. I got, you know, a spouse that doesn't really get it. And trust me, I understand to some extent. But what I went to the Lord, I said, why is this? And you know what he said? He said, well, here's the thing. You could be one of two people. You could be the one that's awake or you could be the one that's asleep. He says, so be blessed if you're the one that's awake, because you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Amen. And God has anointed you to wake others up. It's a heavy burden, but at the same time, it's a lot better than being the person that's asleep. Amen. So look at your neighbor, wake him up to sleeping, and say, thank God you're awake.
Again, this is at the Frontline Doctors Spoke, and this is at, you can find this video. I can't post links in my chat, even though I'm supposed to be having a premium members trial. But I can't post links, and it makes it very awkward because people don't usually click on something unless there's an obvious link. So you can go to Rumble, rumble.com. Look for Man in America channel, and then look for Reawaken America Tour, Virginia Beach, day one and day two. And it takes minutes for it to load, so just give it a moment. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to go forward in this video to try to give you some highlights. The thing that I remember the most, that shocked me the most, was when they did show the video of surgeries of people who have had the jab and the stuff that's in them, the cloths, the tapeworm looking yucky stuff that they're pulling out. And those are some of the pictures I have posted here, which will probably get banned. So download them, you know, you right click, put your mouse over it and you right click and download it, you know, save it, put a name on it so that you can find it again. But that's around the 2 or 3 mark of that video. And Richard Hirschman shows the removal of the white cloth, and it's graphic and it's horrific. But you need to see it so you understand that this is not a game we're playing. We are in a war. It hasn't been formally declared. The Russians and the alliance are trying to help. Some people believe that there's other extraterrestrials here trying to help. I had an experience that makes me open to thinking that is true, because I had several very bizarre experiences. That's partly why I won't sit down, because I know, you know, why would God have that happen to me unless I was supposed to do something with that information? But I don't have any followers and nobody listens to me. But anyway, this is bigger than any country can handle, let alone most people can handle. But we're gonna do it. We're gonna be successful because God is definitely involved now, and it's going to be okay. But we're gonna have to work really hard together, and that's why even though it's uncomfortable, you're gonna have to talk to people in your circle and say, look, I need you to look at this. You know, you have to fight with them. Just say, let's take a look at it. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to me. You know, I might be taken and seized by the Gestapo. You know, that's how these stormtroopers are acting, like Gestapo. They just show up in the middle of the night and the SWAT team comes and hauls off people to prison. It happened to Dr. Peter Navarro. It happened to Roger Stone. It happened to Vanessa Souza. It happened to my husband. It happened to many, many people. And so you've got to speak up now because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. I mean, the people in China who spoke up. They're locked in their apartments to die. They don't get any food. Their water is turned off, and they are left to their own devices. There are people standing up like Dr. Jane Ruby and Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Brian Artis, so many other good people, Dr. Bartlett, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Mikovits, Dr. McCullough. There's so many, but not many people are in a position where they can afford to lose their job. I mean, one of the things I like about DeSantis, you know, he's trying to be a governor because he wants to serve and he wants to do a good job and maybe make a difference and maybe have a legacy. But guess what? You know, he's still got $30,000 in college loans to pay off. Okay, he had being in the service, he was in the Navy. Maybe he got some help with his college education, but he still has some loans to pay off. But he's not asking people to, you know, give me money so I can pay off my loans. You know, he's asking people just to get involved on a local level. All right, so there's a site called Banners Number 4 Freedom.com. And there's stuff like this clot that is what they call the jab clot. RedVoiceMedia.com. You know, they're trying to get the word out, but they are being suppressed, just as many of us have been. Many of us have been shadow banned. We think we're talking and seeing him or stuff seen, and it's not. Partly why I use this platform. It's been problematic.
Hanging in Times Square, New York City.
This is in Times Square. They put this picture of the clot. They call this C-19 jab clot. BannersForFreedom.com. Hanging in Times Square.
And every parent, I have to show the evil, because every parent has to see that.
Dr. Ruby.
Before they march their baby into these centers. I want to give acknowledgement to an amazing, God-fearing Christian couple, Robert and Jamie Agee, from Banners for Freedom. This was a collaborative effort. They had an opportunity. It was kind of God-given, partially paid for, to put it up. And I said, well, how about if we put up the clot? And they said, let's do it. Now, the banners, the number freedom for freedom.com, they only have enough funding. You know, you have to pay for these things to get it through the middle or the end of July. And if we want to keep it up there, you can go to their website and please consider giving them a little help. They also told me that they have 800 billboards already set up with other messages to protect the children and other issues around this. But they don't have the funding. So just want to pass that along on their behalf. They're wonderful, and they're doing incredible work. And as I understand it, and you'll see it on their website, they were inspired to do this because there's a biblical passage about, you know, your banners, the banners for God. So it's just a beautiful story.
And that was Dr. Jane Ruby, who is saying support the Banners for Freedom project, which they need support to get these billboards up there. And one's in Times Square right now, but it's only there until a little bit longer. So, you know, you can give a buck to them. Like, that's not going to break you. Okay, you don't have to take any flack for donating. No one's going to know about that. So do it, okay? All right, here is Patrick Byrne, who was the CEO of Overstock. And Patrick Byrne, I think it's not a secret that, you know, he's been involved with some, he did some things to try to help the CIA and to get some bad people. But, you know, there's good people in the CIA and the FBI and the cops. But there's also bad people. Think about that TV show, Scandal, I guess it's called. It has Jennifer Gardner in it. Or Alias, that's what it's called, Alias. It's like that, where you think you're working for the good people, but you're actually, you know, dealing with the bad ones, right? The CIA and every government agency, including the NSA, including the FBI, was infiltrated by enemies of America. And Obama helped a lot because he hired a bunch of Muslim Brotherhood whack jobs. Yeah, that's what Obama did for us. Oh, we love you, Obama. We love you so much. God, that's sarcasm. Anyway, Patrick Byrne speaks fluent Chinese, and he's was at the event, and this is what he had to say.
Not engage, so it's nice. I have this really nice filter now. I do not deal with journalists because they who will not take that intellectual test. They're just like college sophomores. They're big, robust, calling other people's opinions baseless. They can't defend themselves like a child should. Like, I wouldn't accept their answers from a third grader. So given this constellation of facts, election fraud deniers are the ones with the baseless beliefs. Please don't forget that. Don't let them rattle you. Don't let them rattle you. Sorry. Backing up. This is where the U.S. is. The U.S. has a 32 years ago, there was a banking crisis in the U.S. and one in Japan at roughly the same time. And in the U.S., we did something amazing. It was bipartisan, and we don't hear the word much anymore, but a bipartisan effort by President Bush and a Democratic Congress. It was the SNL disaster. The old-timers might remember that. And the Democratic Congress worked with a Republican president, passed a very good law called FIREA, which basically gave the government, the FDIC, the authority to step in, pull up its sleeves, and do some hard, muscular things very quickly and fix and strip, basically take the SNL industry over, strip the bad assets out, repackage the good assets as clean banks, auction off the old assets. It took about 12 to 18 months, and we got through it as a country and had 30 years of prosperity. Japan faced a very similar crisis. Well, the problem with doing something like that is when you do something like that, there's going to be some rich guys who get their asses handed to them, pardon me, but the people who own this bank break, and you're going to break, you have to do it in order to fix the system and society can move on. In Japan, the parliament there is called the Diet. There's about 700 people in it, and every single one of them is owned by some insurance company or a bank or Yakuza. And the Yakuza, the Mafia, is very interesting in Japan. I've dealt with it. They're in the phone book. You can actually look them up in the phone book. They pay taxes. They have headquarters in each city. You can go actually find the Yakuza. And they've dealt with me. I was doing some stuff with Bitcoin. I didn't realize who I was going to see until I got in the middle. I realized with a bunch of Yakuza. Well, anyway, so Japan did not do that muscular thing that needed to be done. They didn't take the hard medicine. And because of that, Japan after didn't go anywhere. Their financial system was a zombie financial system, they called it, after a couple few years. Well, they got to be at 6 or 7 years, and people started talking about maybe the lost decade of Japan. It's a full decade of no growth, just like, and that's because when you have a zombie financial system that's broken like this and you don't do the hard things to repair it, that financial system can't serve society anymore, and it just be. And, well, we're now at about 31 years of Japan's lost decade. They've never come out of it. Japan for 30 years has been struggling because they never fixed the financial system because they didn't roll up their sleeves and do the hard thing. Parliament would not sign off on it because Parliament was all owned by corrupt forces, unlike at the time the United States. Well, here we are at a very dramatic moment in U.S. history. I do think that we are facing a financial collapse, and it is not, Joe Biden, what he's done hasn't helped it, but it's not Joe Biden's fault. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's not Barack Obama's fault. It goes back to decisions made over 100 years ago, and the Federal Reserve, followed by Keynesian spending, magic multiplied spending, and deficit finance. We're facing the end of a 100-year financial bubble, I fear. The situation, and I'm afraid that what is really going on in the world is that there are some people who have waited for and prayed for the collapse of the U.S., and out of the rubble they emerge in charge with a totalitarian society. We can't afford a lost decade. We can't afford to be a zombie, of a zombie financial system.
All right, so that was Patrick Byrne, former CEO of Overstock. Okay, I need you to finish listening to those videos. I put it in the chat room if you're here listening right now. Go in there and grab them. A lot more info coming out. Pay attention, people, okay? Pray, but also be active, be engaged, okay? We can do this if we work together. All right, be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. God bless America. So we can,
you know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sip to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings, but now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour.
Okay, I was able to play that, which was kind of nice. Thank you very much, Blog Talk Radio. This platform is easy to use if you aren't set up with different Twitter accounts and different Facebook accounts and have different browsers. I have several browsers I use because I look at websites in different browsers so I can see if they lay out correctly. And it makes a problem because I log into a show and I'm on the wrong browser, then it doesn't log into the right place and I have trouble remembering things. So I try to make it that I can just click on the icon for Facebook or Twitter and I'm voila into the studio. So don't be worried about using this platform. You only take flack if you're over the target, and that's why I get flack. Most of the time you won't be bothered by anyone, because most of the demon rat trolls out there aren't getting paid anymore because the money's dried up, hasn't it, you little worms, little snakes that you are, little traitors to your own people and your own country. You're not getting paid anymore, so you're not messing with people like me anymore and threatening me and opening my mail and doing all that crap you did, right? So your time is over as well. So if you're going to use this system, I really suggest that you give me a call or message me. My numbers are out there and my email's out there on the website, on laurabella.com, or you can use the inspiredkeepsakes.us, or you can use community site blog.laurabella.com, and you can get a hold of me if you want to get a hold of me, and I'll be happy to walk you through it, just talk to you on the phone and tell you what, how to get it done. But they also have a lot of tutorials and stuff if you're going to be using, getting ready for your own event, the 9/11 Memorial Festival benefit, and you know, obviously you might have your own cause or focus that you're trying to raise money for, like someone that you know in your community that needs help, or a returning veteran that doesn't have any legs anymore, and so it's going to need to have, you know, their house fixed up with, you know, being, you know, friendly for a person in a chair. You know, it's one thing about, you know, Todd Pennington, you know, the Dream Home Makeover thing. You know, they try to do good stuff, unlike Democrats. Democrats are just worried about using drugs and hurting people, apparently, because there's not one word about anything helpful on these ABC, CBS, NBC. They don't, their pundits are always just bashing Trump and bashing Christians and bashing conservatives and bashing the people that have the audacity not to want to be overtaxed and have to pay for abortions for other people, or that we're told that, you know, you pay for your kids' education and your own, but now you're going to have to pay for these illegal aliens that are here that want to have their education paid for, and promised that they were going to get free health care, instead of Bernie Sanders, the communist who was kicked out of a communist commune because he was such a radical bum, did nothing but talk. And, you know, that somehow it's not that we're taxpayers paying for all this, it's coming from the government. No, the money that the government has is our money. Give it back or we're coming for it. That's what it's come down to. We gave you a chance to come clean, to admit that you cheated, that you admit that you stole the election, admit that all the poison and crap that you've been doing to our water and to our food and to moving our jobs offshore and all the other horrible stuff you did while letting in other people's cast-offs, people who are being let out of prisons in Venezuela, et cetera, because they don't want to take care of them. And you could have done the right thing. Instead, you just decided just to keep your jobs and keep your nose down. So you're not fit for office. So you're not going to be in office, okay? Sorry, you had your chance. You blew it. Now you have to go to Gitmo. Because guess what? You did more than just betray your country. You sold us out for money. That is a high crime, and it is punishable by more than just prison time, to get my drift. So you screwed up, and now we're going to make it painful for you, like you're making it painful for us. Gas is up $7 out here in California. Can't afford to pay the water. Can't run the air conditioner. You know, I'm living in a modern country, but can't afford to run the air conditioner, even with solar help. Okay, this is the kind of country you want to live in, where we have power failures and we have no food on the shelf, like Russia. You know what, in Russia, what they did, the communist regime, the freaks that were in charge, the oligarchy, the unelected bureaucrats and scumbags, they made sure there was plenty of vodka on the shelves in the food stores, but no food. Well, guess what, people? They got the booze, okay? And that's why you have so much alcoholism problems in Russia. Putin is trying to save his people because he actually loves his people, unlike Pelosi, the mafia queen. And guess what? Pelosi just moved, just bought a house, a mansion, another one. She has like 12 of them in Florida. So she's getting out of California because she sees that she's not going to be safe to go out in public. So she's moving to Florida. And I'm not advocating any violence against the mafia queen, but I am advocating that you make it that she knows that you know what she did with her friends in the communist Chinese cabal and all the Muslim Marxist Muslim Brotherhood scum that are in the Democrat Party. You betrayed your own country and you betrayed Americans for money that makes you our enemy. Obama's going down. He hasn't already. I don't mean on that I'm going down. And that wasn't very nice, but I said it anyway. And, you know, Clinton's, she's going to pretend that she's, you know, viable for office. She is in big trouble, as is Biden and Hunter and all the rest of the scumbags that are in the Demon Rat Party. We deserve our disdain because you have betrayed us all while you got rich, while you took advantage, while you were silent when you should have stood up. Or you got one, okay? D.C., District of Criminals, Washington, D.C., is basically shut down, and so are a lot of the other buildings there. There's going to be some major things happening. I ask you to pay attention because it's important. Do not panic. There are people that know what's happening. Okay, so you got to find them. And I'm not saying it's me, but I'm saying that you can't rely on the paid-off media, and you can't rely on your circle of friends, because they might just not hear about it or know about it. So get at least in the loop, all right? You might not know everything, but you're being a lot more informed than you are right now. I'm asking you to check out those videos that I posted in the chat room and talked about. The Reawaken America Tour was just held July 9th, 8th, and 9th in Virginia. There's another one coming to Rochester, New York, and then we're trying to find a venue for Pennsylvania. If you've got a venue, if you've got a church, you've got a stadium or something that you can offer, now is the time, okay? We aren't going to get a do-over, people. We're in the go time, okay? This is what, you know, all whistleblowers are, you know, blowing the whistle for years. I mean, I've been in this so long. I actually was skinny when I got in this, or not skinny, but a lot skinnier than I am now. I mean, that's how long I've been in it, at least since the 80s, the 90s, but especially in the 2000s. So, you know, I don't know what else to tell you. I've tried my best, and, you know, I'm like a bird with a broken wing. I just can't get off the ground. So pay attention to the people that are off the ground, the people that are fully supported and backed, and that, you know, obviously have a lot more clout than I do. I'm asking you to also, when you are looking at videos, download them, because a lot of stuff's going to be disappearing. And you also need to look at the other videos that are there, especially if you're on Rumble or BitChute or Odyssey or some of the other ones that are out there. They have more stuff because they're not controlled. You know, YouTube is run by Google, and Google is run by, you know, the enemies of our country. I'm sorry, that's my opinion. I can say it, at least for the time being. And so they filter what gets out there and what gets seen. So you could have a video on YouTube, and they push it down to the very, very bottom of the stack, and it'll never be seen, never see the light of day. That's what's happened to a lot of patriots, including me. So you got to go onto Rumble. On Rumble, I am, what am I there? I'm Lorabella, L-O-B-E-L-L-A. And I think I have Lori and Company, a couple other ones. All right. So, you know, I try to spread myself around because I keep band, so I don't, you know, it's not like I want to have all these different sites and different places I am, different handles, different, you know, avatars and all that stuff. But you know, I can't count on that, on just one, because obviously when someone tells you they're going to ruin your life and you're not going to see it coming, and then if they're going to kill you and kill your family, you know, you pay attention. So I paid attention, and look what it got me. Nothing. Anyway, that's my bitter side coming out, because I feel like I've been really let down by the people that I thought were had my back. All right, so that Patriot Freedom Project, when an American citizen visits the United States Capitol and stumbles upon our press conference and learns that there are political prisoners right here in our very own country, watch the full press conference with Cynthia Hughes, members of Congress, and J6 families. J6 is January 6th families, the people that were arrested that were at the Capitol on January 6th. And why were they at the Capitol? Because they had a right to be at the Capitol. It's our property, Nancy Pelosi, you freaking mafia scumbag. Ugh. And they were there to witness the certification of a clearly bogus stolen election that anybody with a half a brain cell could tell when they shut it down that night and papered over the windows. I mean, hello, you think the world doesn't know what went down that day? You stupid, stupid whack job. Ugh, ugh, these people. And anyway, that Patriot channel has the interview, and we'll be trying to link it up later or put a picture of it so I can't post links. And it's important, PatriotFreedomProject.com, because if you're not aware, you're not going to do anything about it. You've got to do it because you've got to think, if this was me, would you want to have people ignore that you're being imprisoned for 2 years and without due process and a trial and without legal representation? They can't even get to see them. Marjorie Taylor Greene is bad-mouthed by my own sister, the dumb you-know-what in New York State, because she thinks Marjorie Taylor Greene is, so ridiculous and saying violence and all that stuff. And it's not true. She's saying the truth, the information that's not out there. Even Judge Louis Gohmert, who's a congressman, says nothing like a tourist crashing a Capitol Hill press conference and shaming the mainstream media over their despicable coverage or lack thereof of January 6th political prisoners. And his Twitter tweet is shown there, and also the video. So go to the Patriot Freedom Project. It's right on the front page. Right? You have an obligation as a U.S. citizen to be more informed. Stop being a sheep. Stop listening to the paid-off media. They get $10 million a year. No wonder they lie. They don't want to lose that gig. They're ugly. They're not even good enough for Hollywood, national TV, and lie. Come on. Thank you, Terry. Well, if you can get more on me, just send me to prison. I'm not about to have a live feed either. Okay, that's good.